Welcome to Empire Radio.
Yo, JJ's house.
We have just taken over this show. Let me just tell you.
He is hostage. He is gone. He is not coming back because we are here tonight. Yes.
You're going to get a lot of this. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to experience that right now.
Bitch, get your head off my lap.
Anyway, so how are you doing tonight?
Shit, I'm doing really, really good. How you doing?
Like, really, really good? Like, really, really good?
I think it's like really, really, really good, if you know what I mean.
Shit. Well, I'm doing good too. We're chilling here at. Seriously, feels like the middle of fucking nowhere. Mm-hmm. Warehouse.
It's like the middle of fucking nowhere, and then there's Vinny.
Hostage.
You know. Yo. I'm back.
Oh, he's set free.
I'm back.
He's back and he's black.
Back in the house. What's up?
This is Empire Radio. Welcome, everybody. That was an introduction by Miss J.
That's right.
JJ?
JJ, Jessica.
And Jessica.
Yo.
So, why you guys gotta take over my radio show for?
My podcast. We're the boss ass bitches.
We gotta get your pussy
here.
Rate, like, up here. Because right now it's down here, and we knew that you just needed some help, boo.
Oh, okay. It was starting to be a sausage fest around here.
It was.
It really was. Well, I can't even say shit because I really haven't heard shit. I've heard the first one. Does that make me a bad friend?
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, it fuck. Does.
Why are you even on this podcast?
Why did I admit that shit? Fuck.
Hey, but let's just say from now on, we will be your number one fan.
Like that, though.
Like that.
Empire Radio.
Anyways, what's up? What are you doing? What are you guys doing right now? Tell them. Talk to them.
Talk to the people?
Yeah. Tell them what they want. Tell them something they need.
All right.
What
something
do you guys,
they can so feel.
You
tell
can them. Feel my tits because they are 100% silicone. So if you haven't experienced that yet, keep listening. And you will.
Wait, let's talk about... Hold on. I'm interested. So let's talk about your experience getting your boobs done. Like, how was it? How was being, like, under anesthesia? How was
Let
everything?
Me just tell you about the anesthesia. It's true. I wish there was a street drug for anesthesia.
Seriously?
Because when you wake up, it's like... I don't do, like, drugs like that. Like, the only thing I've done was weed. Maybe a little something else, but we will not discuss that.
But anyways,
seriously, like, me being on anesthesia was, like, cool. Like,
how did it feel?
Seriously, when they put the shit in, they were like, count to two.
Wait,
and
so,
I was like, why
on,
do I gotta
on.
Count to two? Because by the time I got to two, I don't even remember about three.
So like, did they put, like, the thing over your nose and mouth? Like, the little, or was it an injection?
No, they put it in, it's an injection, bitch. They're not gonna take a tooth out. Like, they're gonna be.
Well, I've seen on, like, TV shows that they put the little.
They put oxygen.
Oxygen.
It's oxygen.
Oh.
Yeah, they put the oxygen. Yeah, they did. Forgot about that. But it wasn't, like, a gas. It was just oxygen. But, yeah, like, when the anesthesia guy came in, he was talking. Then when he was talking about counting to two, while he was still talking about, I don't know, like, this, you're going to love this. And so I was like, one, two, and I was done.
So you don't remember anything else?
No, I remember them pushing me into the room and then the light being on. Then when the light was on, it was like, it reminded me of every scary moment when somebody's about to get fucking operated on. Like, Awake, did you guys see Awake with Jessica Alba?
No, but I remember
guy,
seeing...
Just
I
shit like that. Like, that's the light that you see. Like, you know?
Hey, I just got my wisdom teeth taken out. They fucking put the needle in my...
Really?
Yeah.
Were you, like,
that's
one
weird.
Guy?
Huh?
like, is this real life type of shit?
Yeah, they put the thing on my nose, and I was like, whoa. Like, I took a big old hit out of it because I wanted to feel it.
Dude. You blew it out and shit like it was literally a fucking really? Weed
yeah.
hit.
Yeah, they put the thing on my face, and I was like.
And then you took it, and you're like.
And after a while, I was like, oh, shit.
Little circles came out and shit.
I was like, too high. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, when I woke up from the anesthesia, when they woke me up, I was already getting half-dressed by this nurse. And she was like, I woke up and I'm like, who are you? And me and her were fucking cracking up. Like, where am I? Are you my mom? Like, yeah.
Like that for real?
Yeah, like that. But it was so funny because, like, I was saying some shit and I was making her laugh. And it was making me laugh. Like, I was like, don't make me laugh. It hurts. And she was like, you're making me laugh. And I'm like, stop. Because it hurts.
Mommy, stop.
Like, stop it. No, exactly. Like, I could not laugh. It hurt. There was so much pressure. And we were fucking cracking up.
Oh my God.
And, like, even, yeah. And I woke up and they put me on this, on the wheelchair, and like I was they had me wait for my mom because that's how quick it was. Like, my mom thought she could go home, do something, make me a soup and come back. My mom literally, they took me in, she went home, she said she was at home for 15 minutes and they told her to go back.
So how long was the surgery? Like,
surgery was 45 minutes, but you got to be there like 20 minutes before they operate you because they got to prep you, they got to put the IVs in, they weigh you, he marks you, and then you wait for the anesthesiologist, and then he comes in, and then, yeah.
Okay, so, like, how do you feel now being a woman with fake-ass tits?
I feel no different. I don't know. People are like, do you feel like a slut? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, you know what? The thing I like, though, that a lot of people, when they, like, get surgery or whatever, it changes them. And I feel like Jessica hasn't really changed her. Like, she's literally the same person, but with bigger boobs. And I feel like she's a little bit more confident, which...
A little bit. Honestly, no, I don't feel any different. That's what people ask me, and I'm like, dude, I feel a damn same. Like, the only thing that added was, and I got fat. So, like, it's just like,
no.
I seriously don't feel any different at all. I think I feel more different with my braces being off. I think that's the only thing. My braces are like the feeling that I should have on my tits.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what it is.
When you get braces off.
Yeah.
Can Vinny touch your tits?
No. Fucking Dan was like, can I poke it? Can I touch it? Can I grab it? All night. And I'm like, Dan, I'll let you fucking poke it so you can shut the fuck up. This nigga went like from poking to full on grasping my tits. And I was like, no, all right, we gotta stop. Because he probably low key got a little chub. Like, no, we need to stop.
He literally did. Yes, I did not even doubt that shit.
He did. I was like, wow, it just, God.
You know,
he couldn't even explain himself. He couldn't.
Yeah. I mean, I did.
Whoa. Oh, shit, my bad.
Well.
Okay. I didn't know because you didn't tell me, and I don't know. I didn't think about it.
What do you expect her to do? Post on Facebook? Like, hey, I got a tit job.
Yeah, you don't do that, but I don't know. I just didn't know. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is.
That's the titty job. The titty talk.
The titty job.
Titty talk job.
Titty
talk.
Saturdays. UFC fucking Renan Barao pulled out of fucking UFC. The night before you have fight night, so it's some bullshit.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about that shit. Wait, who is that guy?
Some fucking dude.
Well, you were saying that he was supposed to fight somebody else, but the guy backed off.
And he had 24 hours to, like, take the...
24 hours.
Yeah, this dude was gonna fight, and... Okay, he had gone undefeated for, like, 12 years. And then...
No, 12 years? Like, no losses.
No losses.
That's
and
insane.
Then some dude got lucky and beat him up. And then he lost. And then there was going to be, like, an immediate rematch. For sure.
I need a bottle cap.
And so he backed out of that. So pretty much what you're saying is after he lost, he was supposed to fight. And then he canceled that fight.
Nah, he was going to fight, like...
I'm trying to understand.
He was going to fight Like, he was gonna fight. Look at everybody. This is what happened. Everybody.
Oh my god.
They were like promoting this fight. Yeah, it's gonna happen like 3 months ago, or whatever. And then finally, everybody gets all dressed up and goes to Vegas, books their rooms, and literally when they're going to weigh in the day before the fight, he doesn't show up to the weigh-in, and somebody else is gonna fight in the main event instead.
But it's because he lost?
No, it's because
he dropped out the fight last minute. They were gonna fight, let's say, tomorrow, and he's like, you know what? I can't fight. The day before
Event still has to go on. Like, let's say WrestleMania, like Hulk Hogan is gonna fight The Undertaker. And
yeah,
then
I still
Undertaker.
Don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh my god, why are you using names for? Like,
can we use Total Diva names? Because right. I actually watched that.
Okay,
show.
The Bella Twins.
So the Bella Twins are fighting.
We're going to fight Eve, or whatever her name is.
I'm going to start using Twilight.
And the date.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, Twilight. So Edward Cullen was going to fight Jacob.
Okay, look. Yeah, the wolf was going to fight the vampire, right? And then they're just weighing in right before the fight because they're both supposed to meet like at a certain weight. And right before they're going to fight, the wolf doesn't show up. And he's
okay,
like,
but why didn't he show up? Because he lost?
No, because he thought probably he was a pussy. Like,
yeah, he just didn't show
out.
Up.
He just bitched
out.
Oh,
okay, sorry, I'm kind of lost. So he was going to fight the one that was undefeated?
No, the undefeated one that lost. Is gonna fight the fight to replace him.
He was gonna get his rematch.
Yeah.
My cheeks hurt.
And he did it in 24
hours.
That took
a lot of fucking explanations.
Yes. Like, they literally hit him up when that nigga said no, and he picked up and was like, all right.
So did he beat that ass or what?
I don't know. We started the pod. Remember? We started the.
Oh, we started. Fuck. Well, I didn't know that fight was that real. You should have told me this shit. You
so
should have explained to me Twilight, and now I fucking got it.
Yeah,
like
some
this is
guy,
Edward, and this is Jacob.
Yeah, and then and some guy they called him 24 hours before the fight. They're like, hey, dude, you want to be main event? And he showed up.
Of course he is.
He was main event, and I missed the end of it. We just missed the last round.
Ah, shit.
But it's all right. I'll find out who won. It's not that bad.
Google it.
That shit was weird as fuck.
Ask Jeeves it. Fuck, what happened to that shit?
Ask Jeeves. Jeeves was a gangster. Homie. He knew everything.
We'll be right back.
That shit's the weirdest fuck.
It's time. We're back. Empire Radio, episode 5. You know what? I said on the last episode, episode 4, I said episode 3 in the beginning.
So. You know what? I wish I was in episode 222. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the fuck I'm in episode 5, but I wish I was in 222. Mm-hmm. Just fucking saying.
We're starting now. It's still pioneering. We're like pirates right now out in the sea.
Shit, man. I came through too soon.
We got a new six pack, and we're hanging out viciously.
That's right.
What's going on, Jessica? Why are you so serious? We
got it. I know. Why you gotta be so rude?
Why you kidding? Come on.
Well, cause you're rubbing me, dude. I'm so good.
Nah, serious shit. We're hanging out right now. Chilling, listening to music. What are we listening to? Fucking Paramore?
Some ratchet ass shit?
Wait, is it Paramore? Yeah, I switched it up.
2010. God. Dude, that shit was like, to me, Paramore was literally high school shit.
Hey, what happened to Paramore? Where is she?
She broke off with. She tried to get mainstream, dude. She tried to get those millions. I mean,
I think they got back together though.
Going after those M's.
You know what? I appreciate her hustle though. Like, yeah. What's up? But
you gotta get on it.
The band now, it's not the same.
I think they came out with the album, huh? But nobody liked it or whatever, right?
I don't know because
because you didn't hear
just
about
not
it.
Fucking no.
Damn. So. Fucking.
Were we gonna call Dan?
We're gonna call Dan.
Our first call out, yes.
If you guys wanna be a call out, hit up Vinny on his fucking
Empire
page.
Radio Empire double underscore radio.
We call him let me
Empire
tell him.
Double underscore radio at
or,
Twitter.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Twitter it up.
Yeah, Twitter. I'm gonna tweet a picture of these.
Me, Twitter, me, Jay is dope.
Hey, Jay, I'm gonna bring this up. Do you remember when I was playing a show in Moreno Valley and I saw you come into the party and I was like, Jay is dope in the mic?
Yes, I do. And I remember you guys were like, this is for my 222 bitches. I was like, oh, shit. That shit was the dopest spot. Literally, that was like one of the best shout-outs ever in my life.
Really?
Yes, that was awesome.
Man. That was one of the best shows. It was a fun show.
And you guys had the 222 bitches song or some shit.
Oh yeah,
there was like a little snippet.
We had some song. Yeah. A
that shit was dope as fuck.
What's going on Twitter?
Let's do this shit.
Twitter.
But we're about to call Dan.
No,
20. This bitch is shaking her tits.
Okay. No, don't put that on.
All right, we're gonna call Dan.
We're gonna show everybody.
My gut.
That cleavage. Alright.
Hello?
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Nothing, I'm drinking.
What are your choo-choos doing, Dan?
What?
What are your choo-choos doing? I'm so wet. Talk dirty to me.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
This fool. He's gonna go jack off.
He's killing the fucking mood.
No.
Cleaning the pipes really quick.
Ew. What the fuck?
Huh?
Daniel!
Hold on.
Oh my god, this is
nobody
the worst
got time
call
for
out.
This shit. What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing? It's fucking Saturday night.
Nothing?
You're doing shit.
Oh my god, I can't fucking hear you.
You're on speaker.
So are you? I can't know. You're like, you're...
That's like Rakim.
Hey, Dick Licker. You're on Empire Radio.
You're on Empire Radio. What's that?
That nigga Clay.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
God damn it.
What did you say?
I don't know. Do you think it's the air?
I don't know. Can you hear me, bro?
Dude, this is retarded.
Oh, okay. We gotta talk loud.
We gotta cut this shit.
We're not cutting this. This is a podcast. We keep it going.
This shit is
the show
live
must go on.
Spot.
It's live. You're live right now.
Shut the fuck up.
Across networks.
You wish.
All around the world. Motherfuckers in
Japan,
Africa.
Some fucking little Japanese dude is in his closet right now, listening to you wanking.
Serious?
Oh my god!
Damn.
Good way to ruin it for the little Japanese dude in the closet, bro.
I think his parents just woke up.
Hey, what's up, Dan? What are you doing?
Dad, are you drunk?
Getting there.
What?
He's getting there.
Where you at, bro? Tell us.
I'm at home in L.A.
L.A.?
City of Angels?
Yeah.
What's up? Hey, man, I've always wanted to know, where in L.A. do you live?
Address.
Compton? Wait. Watts?
Inglewood, 54th and French Charles. Fuck or what?
Hollywood?
Hollywood?
Where?
Hold on, let me get my other beer. Hold on.
Oh my god.
We don't have time for that. We're podcasting live across networks.
Ain't nobody got time
around
for that
the world.
Shit.
Fucking. I'm
doing
shit.
Oh, damn.
Nigga, you're not doing shit. You're drinking a fucking beer outside
in
your fucking front yard and shit, smoking a cigarette. What a dick.
Hey, hold on. The phone is fucking with the mic. You hear that?
Those?
Yeah. We gotta put his ass down here or something. make sure he's like, oh. Dan, you back?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm about to hang up on this motherfucker.
We're about to hang up on you, bro. Shit's going sour.
Bye.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Did he say bye?
I don't know, did he?
No, he's still in the line. Daniel! Hello?
Yeah, I said what?
Hey, Dan, so Jessica was saying you were grabbing her boobs, man. What's up?
Yeah. No, it's because, like...
This is your chance, dude. You got a chance to sell your fucking story. Right now is the time. Do it.
How do they feel?
Yeah, how do they feel?
No, because, like, she's lost a lot of weight, and, like, when you lose a lot of weight, they, like... They go down.
Damn, you're like a fucking scientist.
Say that you grabbed them,
and then I slapped your hand. I'm like, that's enough.
Fuck no, you fucking grabbed it and like.
Shut the fuck
she
up.
She fucking grabbed your hand and fucking grabbed her tit hard as fucking shit.
I'm like.
Of course, you know, curiosity. I was like, Jessica.
I was like, you could poke it. I was like, you could poke it.
Dude, good reason.
I'm like, you gotta let me feel those bad boys. Like, I don't have a lot of chick friends that have, implants or whatever.
Okay, Jessica's the only bitch you know that has a tit job.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked her. Like, you gotta let me feel. And, like,
I just caught Ben, staring at her.
What the fuck?
He took his sip, and he was trying to be, all sick as fuck.
He's fucking lying.
Nah. You know what? I felt your eyes.
Oh my god.
You know that term?
You guys are talking about it.
I fucked the shit out of you. Well, that's what fucking Vinny did right now.
Literally, Ben took a sip of his beer and was looking straight at Jessica's cleavage.
I'm like a fucking gremlin and shit. Nah, fuck. Never mind. I don't want to go ahead. Go ahead.
That shit was not obvious as fuck.
But
that's how I do shit.
I'm dying.
Oh fuck!
You got caught up as fuck.
I'm getting
such good, I'll take it.
Huh?
nothing.
Fucking Daniel.
Dan. Who are you hanging out with tonight?
Nobody, dude.
Nobody?
He said he had shit to do.
Damn.
Call me another time.
That's some Johnny Cash shit.
I really feel like, I'm just like,
Dan, you should be here. You should be here right now.
You used to be here, now you gone.
There.
Hey, Dan, they were trying to have Nicki Minaj on the podcast. I told them no.
Shut the fuck up. We're like, Vinny, okay.
Don't lie.
No.
He was like, whatever you guys want.
That's
play
exactly
it.
What she said.
Don't lie.
Yeah, you're like, anything.
What do you want to hear on the fucking podcast, Dan? Tell me a song. Come on.
I don't know.
Fucking Frank Sinatra.
Fucking Guns N' Roses.
Johnny Cash.
Nah, I don't know, dude. Like, whatever shapes the podcast. Like, that's something I noticed about your podcast. The songs that you pick to, like, play. Like, in between, like, you know what I mean? But, like, it goes...
It goes with it. With what he's talking about. Like,
topic or, like, people you're with and shit.
I just play Vinnie Rod shit, dude. Those are my picks.
You know what, Dan? If you burp one more time,
we're hanging up on you.
I know. We're
gonna
about a fucking
class.
Fuck. All right, that's it. Well, thank you for coming on the show. If anybody wants to hit up Dan, he is. How old are you, Dan? 25.
He's
26.
He's gonna be 27 this
27.
Year.
26 years old. He is a good guy.
He loves long black walks on the.
He has a
beach.
Fucking dick like a donkey.
He likes dark ass nights and fucking. I don't even know.
He loves ass fucking.
He likes bitches that can twerk it and know how to work it. And he wants some long.
He's already earned his red wings, so.
Ew!
Oh.
That's gross. All right, Dan. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Love you, buddy.
For sure. I'll wait for that shit to come out. And, like, I'll listen to it.
You better listen to the whole shit, though, or if not, we're gonna cut your balls off.
I always listen to, like, the whole thing.
What about the songs, dickhole?
He just said the songs go good.
Oh, okay.
All right, baby. We love you. Bye bye. Bye bye, baby.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey.
Deuces. Those are friend Dan. If any of you guys want to meet him,
hit him up. Matter of fact, give him his number.
Give him his Twitter and
give
his Instagram.
Give him his Twitter and Instagram.
His Instagram is at Daniel, etc.
LA somewhere.
He's in LA.
He wouldn't tell us.
Buffalo is sketchy. But he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. He's a really good guy.
He's alright. I love you so much.
He's a good man.
I think about you. I feel you in my heart.
So you sing, ladies.
I'm just struggling. I just always wanted someone like you in my life. I love you so much. I'd do anything. To be a perfect woman for you.
I just wanna fuck bad bitches. All them nights I never had bitches. Now I'm all up in that ass, bitches. Mad at your boyfriend, ain't you? You's a bad girl, gotta spank you. And gotta thank you for that head clinic. Explicit, hella photogenic. And tell your friends where the dick's at. Where they can get hit and won't get back to they soulmate. Before you kiss them, use Colgate. She swallowed it. Yeah, the bitch took the whole eight. And ran with it. Then let mailman hit it. And hitman hit it. Damn, bitches. Man, this is what I'm talking about. Chicken head, chicken fed with a dick in your mouth. Out and about with your nigga like it never took place.
Air touch
next time you need a taste.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't need your all in mine. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you. You need to give him your quality time. You
got the number. It's on you to make the call. You know I come quick, help you redecorate your walls, cut your backyard, don't have to act hard to get the cock. And if I'm going too far, I take it out and wipe it off and put it back up and keep going. You're trying to hide it from your husband, but I know he be knowing that your pussy's been tampered with. Did you show him that new trick of how you can make it smoke a cancer stick? You be working it like a dancer, bitch. It's hard on me not to give you all of my time that you wanted. You can give me some head, but keep the breakfast in bed. I'd rather spend my morning digging through some records instead. But tonight I guess it'd be alright if we can touch bases, hook up somewhere and exchange some fuck faces. I know your man's looking for you, he's always trying to run you. Don't worry about me handcuffing girl, cause I just wanna fuck with you
on the sneak tip on some creep shit. So what you gon' do, you freak bitch? You acting like you don't do dicks. That's the kind of bitch I hate fucking with. Baby was a virgin, that's what she said. So I gave her some Hennessy, she gave me some head. I fucked her on the floor so I would mess up my bed. Then little half dead put his dick on her head. Take that bitch home and give her a bone, and give her the number to my cellular phone. Now she blowing up my pager, the shit's getting major. A favor for a favor, this dick is what I gave her. Something to go by, and bitches know why. Stuff dick in they mouth and in the mouth. 24/7, Dre, Snoop, and Devin. We serving these hoes and never loving these hoes.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't need you all in mine. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you. You need to give him your quality time.
Welcome back to Empire Radio.
Empire.
We are back.
Welcome back, baby.
Damn.
So good.
So, I don't know if you guys like listening to us for the last couple segments, but we got some new shit.
So, I think we're cool as fuck.
You think so?
I think we're entertaining.
Okay. So, I had a couple questions that, you know, you guys could talk about.
No.
So, where was your guys' first kiss? Where, when, and who? Go ahead, Vinny. How old were you two? Dang.
I don't remember. I was like 7.
What the hell?
Nah, 8, 9.
Dang. Wow. Where and who? Your neighbor?
Yeah, neighbor. This little white girl named Pearl.
Dang, you remember
That's
her name?
Aw.
Where is this? Where did this happen?
It was in fucking. It was in, what's that? Palmdale.
Palmdale?
Yeah, I live in Palmdale,
Just
California.
Just taking notes and shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Technically, my first kiss was when I was little. But,
yeah,
like, my real first kiss, I think, was I was like 14, 13, maybe. I'm
Where
not gonna drop names.
Where was this at?
Drop names?
At school.
Oh my
you
god.
You probably still know
like
them,
before
huh?
science class. Yeah, I do.
It's on blast now, whoever.
My first kiss.
They probably know now.
I felt like I got raped.
But my first kiss was really sweet. Like, he was really nice. And it was just, like, more like a, like
so
a
nice.
Peck. A few pecks kind of kiss. He was super sweet, though.
What grade?
I think it was, like, 8th or 9th grade.
Yeah?
He was really nice about
you
it.
You were dealing with a fucking gangster then. Who was it? Tell us.
I
gotta know.
He is, and I'm not gonna keep jumping.
Okay, so what about what are you guys' thoughts on having sex on in a backseat?
In the beach?
You know what though? I've had sex in a backseat.
Yeah, sex on the beach. Damn.
And on the beach.
Yeah.
But I think it's like I've had it when it's actually like somebody I care about. Like,
yeah.
I don't have sex with people that I don't have like feelings for. I've never have. Like, always, like, if I get to that level, it'll be somebody that I literally care about.
Agreed.
But
very
that's
much
just
agreed.
Me. But yeah, I've had sex in the backseat and it was fucking
Can you guys
good.
like, not believe, but, like, have you heard that when a cop catches you having sex in the backseat, you are charged as a sex offender for the rest of your life? A pedophile.
This is the thing. When I was, like, what, maybe, like, 18 or 19. Shut up. Yeah. I was 18 or 19, yes. I was with one of my ex-boyfriends, and we went up the hill, like, through UCR. And it went back to, like, some hill in the mountains. And we were, like, literally getting it on. And the fucking cop came through. Yes.
And shined the light on you?
Yes! And he shined the light on us, and I was like, oh, my God! It was so scary. And then he came, and, like, he didn't even check my shit. He checked his shit. And, like, he checked whatever. He was over 18. I was over 18. And we were clear. He was just like, you guys need to get out of here. But it was the creepiest fuck because we were, like, naked. And, oh, my God. It was
terrible.
I've heard so many kind of stories like that.
I had my Jetta.
Jetta.
I hear a lot of stories like that where my friends get caught.
He lit the fucking lights on.
He saw you.
I was like on top of this fool. I was like, oh, fuck. It was not cool.
Choking it out. That's how we do it on Empire Radio. Real stories, real life, all the time from the Inland Empire.
But that shit was back. I can't believe that happened, though.
That's crazy. There are some cool cops out there.
Yeah, I was surprised to let us go. Like, yeah. And before, too, there was this one time. I mean, we weren't having sex. We were just, like, chilling. And we were smoking weed out of potato.
A potato. Not even a fucking apple.
No, we were smoking out of a fucking potato because this was broken spec. We're smoking out of a fucking potato.
I'm not going to drop any names, but...
I'm pretty sure you know who the fuck this was. We were smoking out of a fucking potato, and we were chilling, and some cops came, and they're like, roll down your window. And I tried to roll down my window, but it wouldn't roll down, so I had to turn my car on to roll down my window.
Oh, my God.
So I turned my car, and I rolled down the window, and the cop was like, put your hands out of the car. So I did, and he was just like, oh. Like, he literally said, oh.
Because he's naked?
No, because my hands were so small. And he came up and he was just like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, we're just hanging out. And they're like, you guys need to get out of here because it's public.
Did you smell the weed?
I'm fucking sure he did. Dude, we were high as fuck.